check this out. This is Fresh Fit Out, the China Man, with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need to the platform to fight the mainstream. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizard.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, and download and time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we beat, we fought our beats, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's beauty, it's a light dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
up
forever, bitch, we coming in
the song. Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 676. We got to keep it Midwest tonight, you know what I'm saying? We're going to Kansas City, Missouri. We got, you know what I'm saying, one of the pioneers over there in Kansas City. Saying one of the dopest producers out of Kansas City. I'm talking about the one and only Don Juan. Let me bring him on right now. What's up, Don Juan? How you doing, brother?
What up with you, man? What's up, Press? How you doing, man? It's a pleasure. Hi, everybody. Man. What's up with you? What's popping?
Man, it's a huge honor to have you back on the show, man. I know,
man,
it's been a minute since we chopped it up, you know. A whole lot's been going on with you, man. You know what I'm saying? But before we get into that, let's bring the fans up to speed a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Let them know exactly what your history is in the Kansas City music scene.
My history is I produce a lot of cats coming from the city. A lot of people outside the city in the industry. One is Tech N9ne. I produce a lot of his records, put them in the game. As far as, you know, the whole Tech N9ne brand, Calm Before the Storm, Angelic, some of those albums, some of those catalog. So, yeah, that's just one thing. Mac Dre, E40, Nate Dogg, a lot of people I work with in the game. So that's one thing, you know. I'll be kind of forgetting, too, you know what I'm saying, because I just do it.
Done so much over the years.
Yes, Soleil. That was with Genuine. A lot of greats around here. Little Ronnie, you know, that's the big producer. Produced a lot of people. Tavistrad, Ron Kennedy. Yeah, cats, you know. Even a lot of new cats, you know, I'm behind the scenes on a lot of stuff. Putting people on the radio. You know, discovering new talent all the time. You know, I love the music so much because, you know, you got to keep your ear fresh to the street. And I've been doing that since I was a kid. Just staying what's up on loose. So, you know, yeah, you know.
Who were some of the early pioneers in Kansas City, you know what I'm saying, that were making music before you that you looked up to?
Hobo Tone, OG Riff. Vel Bacardi, this dude named Les Alexander. He was producing like Janet Jackson and Michael Jackson, all that type of shit, with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Icy Rock. He was producing Tech N9ne when they was in a group called Nut House. You know, Black Walt. He definitely influenced me. Who else? Mm-hmm. It's a lot. Kind of like the whole city. Well, no, cause really, when I started, it was in the early 90s and late 80s. Really, I started in the late 80s, like 86, 87. When I started getting hired, well, he wasn't really, he probably doing music, but he wasn't known, you know what I mean?
Not until later.
As far as, until a little later on. But before my time, it was like DJ Fresh, one of the hottest DJs, OG DJs in the city. You know, he was putting out mixtapes. So I'm hearing all this stuff. He always had the hottest new records that was playing in New York, or West Coast, or wherever. And, he was definitely influenced because his mixtapes was like cold back then when it was scratching and mixing and breaking it down, you know. It was like incredible. It was new. You know, you'd be like, one of the records I heard, when he had Boys in the Hood and Six in the Morning on. I never forget. I heard Six in the Morning, Ice-T from DJ Fresh mixtape. I was like, damn. And that was like 86.
Right, 87, 88.
Yeah, like 86, 87. That
wow.
86, because you got to think, Ice-T was out before N.W.A.
Yeah, yeah,
and
true.
And 6
that,
in the
yeah.
morning was out way before Boys in the Hood. Boys in the Hood is actually a replica of 6 in the Morning.
Yep, and 6 in the Morning is a replica of
replica
PSK.
Scooby Doo. Yeah, PSK, yeah, Scooby Doo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, that's going way
so
back.
So this is like me studying this shit, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, and knowing how to recreate these own things like Mitch Babe that I did with 6ix9ine, you'll hear some Boys in the Hood in there. You know, but it's all influenced from the Schoolie D to the 6 in the Morning to, you know, that's how I go. I go on by records and breaks because I love hip-hop. You know, even
yeah.
like when I redid with Yuck Mouth and MC Ren and Tech-N9ne, I redid Just Don't Bite It. And to get MC, for me to have that idea and see it come to life, and for me, when I heard Just Don't Bite It with Dr. Dre, N.W.A., MC Ren, and Eazy-E and all that, that was like, wow. And then to actually making it and get MC Ren on a record and then see N.W.A. do the movie, it's just like I was able to, you know, get up under that umbrella. And actually, they cleared that record for me, too, because he was on it. For me, I didn't, you know, it's just building relationships and loving hip hop, and you'll end up touching all these different people before the love of it, not for the money, but the love of it. You know what I mean? And if you're really deep in it, you know, you always a student to it, because you could never learn all the music. It's always something new you ain't heard.
Always. Always.
You know?
And
mm-hmm.
we know that, you know what I'm saying, over at Murder Dog for sure. You know what I'm saying? And with
mm-hmm.
this show here. You know, but you, you know what I'm saying, you talk about, you know, the production you did with Tech-N9ne and stuff. A lot of it's legendary stuff, man. When did you first, you know what I'm saying, meet Tech-N9ne, and when did you know that he had talent and the both of y'all had, like, a chemistry?
We met in school in junior high. And he actually lived up the street. I lived on 56th and Highland. He stayed on 58th and Forest, which was like 3 or 4 or 5 blocks, you know, not too far from each other. So we started hearing about each other then. But a while, you know, we would hang out a little bit during summer school. And then he got a record deal. with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis with Nut House. And so we was all excited, you know what I'm saying? And he was doing his thing. We was hearing about stories and stuff. And true, he kept in contact. I kept in contact. And I was hanging out with him and Icy Rock way before I brought him to the fold. It was really me being in a mix from R.I.P. to Brian Dennis doing the artwork. He really brought me in the loop. And it was him who told me how, which Tech N9ne, since he already had been signed, he was like, yo, this is how I work for the, as far as the experience. And that's really how I learned, like, what not to do. Because he was like, yo, this is what we get. This is what we get per diem. I did this. We went and so I kind of just mimicked what he told me to make sure he was good. And before that, we was, like, working on records and, you know, vibing out. And next thing you know, we did this song, like, Killer Clown. And it was one of his favorite records. And, yeah, it's a song called Killer Clown. We did that, and it was, like, dope. And it was on the tape, and it started spreading it. And then people started saying we need to hook up. And then my man Diamond, R.I.P., Diamond Shields, I ran into him one day. I was like, yeah, man, I'm going to do a project with Tech N9ne outside of the group. He asked to be on a compilation. And then from there, it just turned into like, man, I'm just going to drop you because everybody else was playing. That's how it happened. It was me doing a compilation with everybody, and everybody was playing with the songs. He was just working because he already had the experience. And then, shit, Mitch Bate and Cloudy Yard and all other records was born. We went to BRC Studio. Big studio down here, and it was like we start popping, you know what I mean?
Oh. Yeah, you guys
then
really started blowing up, man.
Yeah. Ain't that crazy? That, like, word of mouth. Ain't that deep? Like, the word of,
yeah, this
the
was,
word of mouth.
This was before
the internet.
You know what I'm saying? This is, yeah, before the internet. This is before you guys were even in Murder Dog, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
This is
right,
back.
Yeah.
But this is the defining moment for two young artists. You know what I'm saying? An MC, producer, because you guys are getting your stronghold in your own area. It's like you're getting it on lock, and then before you know it, things take off. You guys go to the next plateau. You know what I'm saying? At what point did things start elevating to where you guys were? You know what I'm saying? Getting looks at. You know, Death Row for the gang-related soundtrack and all these different things, man.
It was more like once we hooked up with QD3, man, it was like that's where all that Tupac came in. King Tech, Big Paul. You know, Big Paul was a big radio executive. Up at Universal that broke Nelly and so much of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, King Tech with the Wake Up Show and QD3. Actually, that record, that beat, the reason why I'm on that record, right? Because I started off like Questions. I'd be like, name this motherfucker called Questions. Ha ha, Tech, ha ha. I'd be like, Rough Draft. Be like, QD3 did the beat. He then tech be like, all day, all night. And I'd be like, what's up, everybody out in LA? The reason why they hear me coaching them on that record and all that, because that was our Rough Draft. What they hear major was my Rough Draft.
Mm.
He didn't want to do that song. I picked that beat from QD3. QD3's like, check this out. It was me and Dom, and we was like, ooh, we got to get Tech to do that. He wasn't really rapping fast a lot like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, just like with Soleil. you know, real life. The record with Soleil, right? Clueless on Calm Before the Storm. That was really her record that me and her wrote. Oh, we influenced each other. And he heard it and wanted to get on that song. You know what I mean? And I'm saying that it was an honor for him to get on it, so I mean it, but that's how dope I was making the music to where he's like, I got to get on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know.
Definitely liked what you were doing. Like I said, at the time, yeah. You guys was just killing it, you know. And then, you know, it got to the point where you guys fell out and stuff. Now, this was years and years ago. Have you ever, you and Tech ever reconciled since you guys, you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this. Would you call it reconcile if he performs on my music?
Not give you props, you mean? No, I guess not.
No, I'm saying he performs my songs. Einstein Tech 9. He performs Planet Rock. So, is it that bad? Or is it, you see what I'm saying? So I'm saying this, check it. So when he performed them songs, I make money. You see, I'm talking about it because of the internet, right?
Yeah.
So I tell people, it's one of those situations where it's like, it's kind of been more me. He reached out to me to hook up with me one time. Long time ago, I've been cool. And we see each other. And we chop it up. But I think it's more like me making sure that I drop what I got to drop first. You see what I'm saying? It's been me waiting patiently so I can shift the music. You know what I'm saying? Like I did then. And to the reconcile thing, it's like, I respect what he's doing. Like he respect what I'm doing, but he's the one making the noise, right? But thank God for the internet, because the internet be like, yo, that Don Juan shit, you hear me? But now they like, what he got, what he gonna come up with? And here's where you come in at, this introduction, and I'm gonna push all over the world. Because people weren't waiting to hear the next music, but I was like, when you leave a game, which I never left, but I haven't put out a lot of music like I used to due to doing the right business. You got to do the right business. And I want to be the executive that give artists the right information to win, not for them to lose. You know, the game wants you to lose. And that's what it's always about for me. It's teaching artists, but a lot of them don't make it to the contract if they don't listen.
No,
but I give a lot of people the game. You know what I mean?
I salute you for that, man. Because a lot of guys don't give nobody shit. You know, a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm gonna give them the game. Like, yeah, I'm gonna give them the game. They be like, what's the game? The game is you got to get a beat. They're like, Don Juan, do it got to be a $1,000 beat? No, go get your homie. Get a beat. But make sure it sound good. And whatever that is, we don't know. Then make sure it's mixed good. Sound quality. Make sure it's mastered. Invest in that. That can run from a couple hundred to $1,000, depending who you're dealing with, the favor. Buying a beat can be from $50 to a couple hundred to $1,000. That's just depending who you're dealing with. Do the video. Have a marketing budget, monies for ads and to put you in places that you normally might not be able to reach. But when we was popping, we had to just get there and word of mouth. Now you could do an ad and put yourself in Africa. And maybe somebody might start listening to it. You know what I mean?
Since the internet, I've been able to connect with people all over the world, man. It's been a beautiful thing.
Right.
You
wow.
know what I'm saying? You got people everywhere. You know, what was that like, you know what I'm saying, you know, when the internet started popping, you started, like, getting contacted from people all over the globe telling you how much they love your music and stuff. What's it like for you to connect with your fans globally?
I think it's really amazing. I think, like, for me, this is why I do it. This is why I'm a lover of music, you know what I'm saying? Hip-hop, jazz, rock, pop. Oh, man, I listen to my stuff. It's, like, amazing because you never know who you're affecting. And to me, when I got in this, I wanted to leave an impact. So when I'm gone, they'd be like, damn, I remember when I was listening to this, this made me feel like this when I was 15 or 20 or 30 or 40, whatever. The amazing feeling because, you know, music don't have no color to it. See what I'm saying? And so when I meet all these different people with different ethnic backgrounds and everything, it's just like, wow, and I'm appreciative of them being fans of the music and supporting it and letting me know my music inspired them. Like, it's the most incredible thing. I love them. That's why I have so much love for people. You know, on the mic, you know, I'm arrogant and we in the beats and all that. You got to be very competitive, make great music. But it's the people who let you know what you're doing is good. Or they're going to let you know when it's bad, too. And right now, it's always been good because I've always put my heart in it.
You know what I like
so
hearing?
I'm very
I like
appreciative.
Hearing when,
mm-hmm.
I like hearing when artists go overseas. And they tell stories about connecting with the fans and how many of them don't speak English, but they know the songs word for word. I mean, they're so invested into the artists, and I think a lot of people overseas appreciate hip-hop more so than we do now in the United States.
Because, I believe
I'll
that,
tell you why. I'll tell you why, because the motherfuckers overseas, the majority of them guys, they're into the golden era of the hip-hop, the 80s, the 90s. The early 2000s, they're not fucking with this new age shit that our program directors are shoving down our throats.
You're right.
You know, so I think that's why a lot of these artists and producers and people are going overseas now and capitalizing on that foreign global money, man. You know?
Yeah, man, that's what it's a waiting for me. A guy from Japan says a lot of Kansas City music is pumping over there. And they love the 90s. And I've actually been going back to that sound. You know what I'm saying? The 90s, even from the... I don't call it boom back. I call it that grimy New York sound. Like Conway and...
Lords
Machine,
and Underground.
Yeah, West Side Gun and them. They doing it. But yeah, exactly. All them type of... Exactly. That's what started from Lords of the Underground. Because Biggie sampled Lords of the Underground. But just that grimy... Them drums and all that, and samples and
straight fucking
and jazz. Yeah,
bars.
I've been back to that. I've been back on that. Even though I know how to do, like I sent you, Watch Me Do Magic, that I produced with my man YT on the track. You know, I got a lot of different songs, but I've really been getting back to the roots of what I like, and that's that. You know. Like you said, that real that music that they're liking overseas. Yeah, you know?
You're able to transcend without completely selling yourself out, and then you're also able to go back to what you like to do. Then, as far as I'm concerned, you're winning. You know?
It's a blessing because, you know, I tell people, like, you look at little Ronnie Jackson in Atlanta. I mean, I show him a lot about the how to make them beats and doing all that in the game. And he's a multi-platinum producer, and I'm cool because I didn't want to go that way first. I wanted to be popping in Kansas City. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be known first, if that makes sense. Like, a lot of times people get into business, and they be like, oh, I'm going to leave the hometown. And I'm going to be situated somewhere else, which is okay. But I want it to be known in other cities, Don Juan from Kansas City. And now I'm about to show them what else that I've been having stored and playing. You see what I'm saying? For the next level of music that they that the world is about to receive. Oh, they're going to love it, you know?
Well, let's give them a little taste, man. You know what I'm saying? I got that track you talking about, Watch Me Do Magic. We're gonna close out the show with that. But this one here, I'm gonna go with this. That's Don Juan. Why don't you kind of like intro this one for us? Break it down a little bit.
That's Don Juan.
Yeah.
That's Don Juan. And you know what? That's Don Juan. I got a new video to that, directed by a young lady named Honesty Edwards, and it's just basically, you know, when like you said, who did that Tech N9ne, Einstein Tech N9ne? Oh, that's Don Juan. Who did that Mac Dre right there? Oh, that's Don Juan. You know, you know what I mean? That's what they came up with. And it's just basically talking and just kind of breaking it down. I didn't touch certain things, and, you know, I'm back in the game. And, you know, it's kind of influenced by Dr. Dre. You know what I mean? Kind of went out west on them, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
I love it. New video, but I went out west on them. So shout out to the West Coast, Cali, you know, everything, LA, all that Sac, Oakland.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, we definitely got. I'm glad you brought that up, Don, because I definitely want to talk about the connection with Cali and Kansas City as well. But yeah, so this one's more of a West Coast feel to it then, huh?
Yeah, that's Don Juan. Straight West
that
Coast, G-Punk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Dr. Dre, you know what I'm saying? Ice Cube, you know what I'm saying? We bringing it back, you know what I'm saying? I think that sound is missing. And I think because people don't know how to make it, you know what I'm saying? And you know how to freak it, you know what I mean? So yeah, you know, because I know how to make it and know how to keep it current. You know, and keep that flow like that, keep that flow spitting rapidly, you know, that hook, you know what I'm saying, and keeping that melodic over and over. That's Don Juan, you know what I'm saying? They start calling out, that's Don Juan, you know what I mean? Shout out to the West Coast, Midwest. We up on it.
Hell yeah, man. We're going to be right back. Don't go nowhere. We got Don Juan in the place to be right here in the Murder Master Music Show. That's Don Juan.
That's Don Juan.
It's Don Juan, crawling the act right through your area. A day in the max, life with no boundaries or barriers. I make hits, collect chips, the bitches put on throw outfits. I make the baddest bitches whistle, pack pistols. Niggas hate to see me make a living for Mata. Hot, I'm licking, got them changing like wet gremlins, huh? I'm never giving a stomp, doing my temple and delivering flows. So cold, they leave honey shivering. The black moves are capping, and the O's are alone with the boat. Free in my mind, the haters don't start. To save life and play tricks on ya. I disagree.
Baby,
just kill time.
Ain't nobody baby,
please. huh? Remember Little Learner, Live Return of Block, Kansas City style. My whole flock be earning stocks and cash flow. Gotta be taking over, you asshole. Building a monopoly so haters can't pass go. I never flash, though I set trends. It's the D-O-N-J-U-A-N, y'all know the name. Recognize.
Hard as hell too. It's killing what's out right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
I like it, you know what's cool about it? As I plan for a younger audience, and when they hear it, they be like, damn, I guess kind of how the flow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of rap. It's still like a double time. Yeah, the rap is still like Don Juan. Well, in the act right in your area. They in the mix like with no boundaries of barriers. I make hits, collect tips, and fish and food, I throw out fits to make the baddest bitches with some pack pistols. Niggas hate to see me make a living from out of high. Look at God, I'm changing like where Grim is, huh? I'm never giving and stomp through my Timberlands, delivering flow, so called the, you know what I mean? So the flow is still, you know, double timey. But, you know, I put that funk on that beat, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I said, the connection for Cali, for me, was Ice-T, N.W.A., Too Short.
Oh, yeah. Those are the three.
Then
gigs
I can't
right
forget.
There.
I can't forget, though, what's in between King T.
Yeah.
Mixmaster Spade. You see what I'm
Low
trying
profile.
To tell you? Low Profile. Like, I'm really, like, you know, I mean, like, you got to think Ice-T had Rhyme Syndicate. So let's just start from that umbrella. You feel me? Everlast.
Oh,
man.
Everlast.
This is how
people
I got
don't realize Everlast
life.
Was with Ice-T. Yeah.
Yeah, man, yeah. I'm telling
first
you.
First time
like,
I heard that dude rap was on the Iceberg record, man, Party. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
Party
I'm telling
record.
You. I didn't study this.
And
this is, yeah, Donald
G.
B. and KNG. And
Rhyme Syndicate. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Rhyme Syndicate, man, what they saying. You know what I'm saying? I studied the back of the records, who produced it, what record label, who I need to get to. That's how I knew how to get to QD3 because I seen Ice Cube talking about him on motherfucking MTV.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
Man, listen, man. This nigga was on there like QD3, my favorite producer. QD3, Ice Cube, if y'all listen to this shit, man, get back in the studio. Make that classic shit, man. I know y'all get money, but, man, come on. For real, let me get in here, executive producer, and bring that flavor back to y'all. I know y'all OGs. Let me show y'all what y'all did. You know what I'm saying? Because when he said that, that's what made me get to, you feel me, to him. When I heard Ice Cube drop Caution, that's what made me get to them. And then QD3 was like, I know Gonzo, that's my homeboy. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. Caution just finally putting out a new album after all these years.
Man,
2020.
Come on, man, I will go to Ice Cube's house with QD3 while he's dropping off tapes, man.
Yeah.
When Ice Cube lived in the valley, Ice Cube would drop a master off over at the house while we right there. Like, Ice Cube gonna drop some off. Make sure you get it. See what I'm saying? This is just how connected I've been in the game. But I didn't take it lightly. They's like, oh, he's serious. You feel me? I was like, no, I'm serious. I ain't getting up here with y'all playing. And my error, that error, getting up earning, you couldn't bite. You had to be your own flavor. You know what I'm saying? So that's where that connection come from to Eazy-E, calling Eazy-E on the back of the record, and he eventually calling us, calling me, and I'm calling my friends on the three-way, and they still talk about it this day. Like, Don Juan had Eazy-E calling him back then, back in 86, 87, revving up for the game, and then I eventually got connected under the umbrella through all these different things, and working with E-40, Nate Dogg, being around Snoop Dogg, Corrupt at the concert in KC, been around Puffy and Mace with Sway, King Tech, QD3, Quincy Jones, working with Roger Troutman. You know what I mean? That's like, man, even when people be calling me a legend, right?
Yeah. Rightfully
so. You know,
so.
In my raps, you know, personally, like, person to person, I never be like, yeah, I'm a legend. You know, rapping and bragging all that, that's one thing, but literally, I have forgotten everything I've done. Not because, you know, I got a bad memory or anything, but in this business, you just work. You know what I mean? Because if you're doing it for the love, you ain't tripping off your accolades.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just do it.
No, but
you know, like
they pile up over the years, man.
Yeah, they pile up, yeah. And I'm trying to pile some new ones up, you know what I mean? And it's acting and directing and producing films. And when they see this video, that's Don Juan. They're going to get to see me acting and really, a lot of people don't really know what I look like. So now I'm about to show them what I look like, the legend, the myth. You know, now I'm about to let them on my personal, you know, let them know about me, what happened. That's why I'm doing the interview, you know what I'm saying? Because people want to know, like, where he at, man? I get people now, but like, oh, man, I got somebody today I ran into, like, man, you a legend, bro. We talk about your music. What's up? I'm like, man, I'm still at it. I just, you know, when you're trying to go out like a champion, I have refused to start just biting everybody else. You can't do that in hip-hop. So I was like, I got to fall back and let my time come back around. You know what I mean? And, you know, instead of jumping on a bandwagon and trend, you know what I mean? But I did a lot of stuff for the town.
You know, that's a beautiful thing, man. Like you said, thank God for the internet. People could go back in time. You know, once they're reintroduced to you now, they can go back and hear the old music, you know what I'm saying, as well. So that's a beautiful thing. I'm going to bring on a caller from France, the homie DJ Lord Sinister. But before I do, me and you was chopping it up the other day, and you told me that a few years ago you had a health scare. Man, can you tell us what happened and you know what I'm saying, break down everything that went on?
Yeah, so actually I feel like after that, you know, if you ever been through something like that, it's like you feel like reborn. You know what I mean? I've been like the rebirth, you know what I'm saying, for real. I have been, like, saying I was tired a lot, just period, because, you know, I hadn't, you know, you're in the industry, you never rest, just running around. But what ended up happening was my appendix erupted. But I knew it had popped. I felt something, but I'm pretty kind of healthy, you know what I'm saying? So I ran around, and by the time, I went to the emergency room, the doctors was like, yo, if you don't have this surgery, you're going to be dead in about 10 hours. You feel me? And tears dropped in my eye. They brought that white piece of paper, you know what I'm saying? They brought that white paper to be like, we ain't responsible if something happened. They brought that paper out, and, man, they cut me up on like a pig. The first day, my white blood cells was low, right? I just was praying, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to live. It's like I said, I want to live, like, a million times. And then I had pneumonia, and, man, it all because my appendix erupted because all that everything, all that got in my bloodstream. And so once that bloodstream get messed up, that's what kill you. So a lot of people don't even know that about this stuff. So I'm real health conscious, you know. And like I said, that was just something. Like I asked them, like, how my penis erupt? It's like numerous little things. Just little something can happen. It just happens, you know what I'm saying? Somebody knows, maybe eating something or something sick or anything, like, but my penis erupted and it got in my blood. Man. I'm doing an album called Sepsis. Yeah, it's
wow.
Real.
Wow.
Real life.
You're on the brink of death. I mean, the appendix bursting. Those of you listening, that's no joke. I mean, when your appendix bursts, you know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, it releases like this toxic,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, all in your body, and it shut your body down. It would shut my body. Mm-hmm. I remember I told my assistants and my girl, I told my assistant Chris, I was like, I'm about to die. But I was saying it so casually. They was like, for real? I told my girl, I was like, yo, I'm telling you. I felt it. Like, I told them, I was laying down. She's like, let me take you. I went to urgent care that weekend. They was like, ain't nothing wrong. I'm like, I'm telling you. I said, I'm telling you, I'm about to die, yo. But I wasn't saying it, scared. Like, I was like, yo, I'm telling y'all. And sure enough, I went, and they was like, my girl heard the doctor say that. They was like, my girl started crying. Like, damn, he was saying he was about to die. But I was saying it so casually. You feel me? I wasn't saying it like, oh, my God, I'm about to die. I was like, yo, I'm telling you, I'm about to die.
Man.
And I felt everything shutting down. You feel me?
The body knows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
Right.
So I urge people a lot to, you know, try to eat right vegetables. It sounds so funny, but that water, you know, try to eat and get them right herbs in your body. You know, the right stuff, man, because it's real. That's to me, like, I don't know, like with this respiratory thing they doing with the pneumonia, that's all it is. I had that shit. And if your immune ain't up, it's going to hit you. So I just be telling everybody, get your immune up and get all of
fight
the,
that
the
shit off. Look,
yeah, man, it's stuff that costs money, but, you know, we spend money on food, smoking good, champagne, liquor, you know. Some of that stuff got to be turned around without preaching. So that way, for all that champagne we put in, for all that Remy Martin vodka, the chronic, it can offset some of that food and everything. You know, I'm guilty of it. So that's why I'm detoxing and had to clean myself up. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got to survive as long as you can. But, yeah, it was definitely a health scare. It really happened. And I got cut in my stomach. I had, 28 staples in my stomach. Oh, man. It was horrible.
How long were you laid up for?
Then I was in the hospital for a week, and I couldn't even eat. Mm. I had to eat ice.
Fluid for a week, huh?
Man, what? When they told me, it's like, you can't eat no food to live. I was like, damn. A teardrop came down my eye. The strength I had to have, I was like, wow. And I think it wasn't so much about the eating. It was just like if you want to live, you can't eat. You got to get all that out of here. So for them to even save me, you hear me, was a blessing. Because most people don't make it alive from it.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the miracle.
Usually once that appendix bursts, that's it.
It's a wrap. That's the miracle that I survived that. When I tell people, because some people know what it is, like, you know, and they be like, I be like, man, I be like, yeah, I heard you got sick. What you have? I was like, yeah, I had sepsis. They be like, what? And you survived? I be like, I know, right? Blessings.
That's usually the thing That's usually the last thing that happens to the body after a major infection or something, or someone's battling cancer or something like that. You know, they go into sepsis shock, they call it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so glad to be talking to you, brother, because you're a very lucky man. You know,
yeah,
how much
very
you,
lucky,
you said
man.
You changed physically, you know, with what you're eating and different things. You know what I'm saying? What about, like, mentally, man? What does that do to your mind and you? And
it made me like, it definitely, I felt like a new person, right? I'm telling you, I felt it like, yo, and I felt like grateful, you know, appreciative of people and very enthused to talk to people. You see what I'm saying? Because when I was laid up, I was like, damn, this could be forever. And actually, this nurse named Charity, when I didn't want to walk, they cut some of my intestines, and she was like, yo, if you don't walk, you're going to be messed up. And it hurt so bad to where I didn't even want to walk. See what I'm saying? So, you know, it was more like one of those things, like that exercise, that water, that product called D-Herbs. You know, if they look that up, D-H-E-R-B-S, you know what I'm saying? It really helped. And it's just amazing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I keep talking about it because I survived something that 90% of the time, I'm going to look it up, but it's a high ratio of people don't make it.
Yeah, very high ratio. That's one of those things that you don't want to have happen to you, man. I'm just glad you're able to talk about it. Let's bring on the homie from France, DJ Lord Sinister. Sin, how you doing, brother?
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, Don John.
Hi. What's up, man? How you doing, Lord Sinister?
Yeah. I'm fine, yes. Can you tell us about the song When We Ride? You was on the Murder Dog compilation up in Kansas City. It was a dope song. Can you tell us about this one and a story about this?
When We Ride. Thanks for asking about that record, man. That record was actually influenced by... That's the record I wanted to do with Snoop Dogg. I actually let him hear it. And he loved it. And it's a record I'm going to do a video to. That if you listen to the flute in the record, that was influenced by, like I said earlier, I had redid Just Don't Bite It, right? And it was with Yuck Mouth and Tech N9ne and MC Ren. But then I did a record with Mac Dre called Cutthroat Committee. So in the hook, I mean, in his verse, he say, dumb, hoes move y'all feet, dumb, cause Don Juan make the beat, dumb. So I end up doing a beat like that with a mix of Dr. Dre and that funk with a mix with Roger Troutman. And I took the hook. Ooh, hoes move y'all feet. Say what? Don Juan make the beat. Dude, you know, I didn't take the whole thing, but a sample of it. And then the beat was kind of, if you listen to that beat, it's kind of a sped up version of Cutthroat Committee with a mix of Just Don't Bite It. And that's how I came up with the record. And, I will play it in the clubs. People love it. You know what I mean? It's one of the records, like I said, I'm going to do a video to bringing that sound back. So, yeah, thank you. But, yeah, that's really how I came up the record. That was the influence, and I wrote it. You know, I put the hooks on there and replayed it. Then I always test my record in the club. And then that was one of the records I knew that people liked. So that's Murder Dog was the first release on that. And I remember Black Dog was telling me that, like, yo, that's a He's like, Don Juan, that's one of your hits. Don't ever let that go. Die out. And he's like, y'all appreciate you giving it. And I was like, man, it's an honor just to be connected with Murder Dog Magazine and being able to get released. You know, it was just an honor just to be connected. So I felt like When We Ride was a good record to represent me in Kansas City because it was a true Don Juan sound.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Murder Dog made a special report on Kansas City. They represented the world city. It was dope.
Yeah, thank you.
That was a day. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, once again, when I hear you from, you know, Paris, right? France?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So when I hear you hearing that record in another country, you know, they give me chills and goosebumps because, once again, I come from an era where you couldn't sound like nobody else. You can be influenced, you know, because music is all the same notes. Like Roger Troutman taught me something like eight notes to really get busy. So it's all going to have a melody, but because our minds are so different, we're going to all create it a different way. And that's what gives us the power and the genius. So my era was just like influenced by this, but still try to make it in your own way where people appreciate it and not bite. And I still work. I still do music like that. Like, I approach everything because I love so much music, the new music, you know, even the stuff that the mumble stuff. I just love, I get it, and I get it why it reaches to different people. And then some of it's trash. But I just appreciate all music. And I feel like with hip-hop, you know, we could take a break from anything and resample it and make it great. So for you to be saying you like that record, that's what I made it for. To be worldwide, for somebody to be like, oh, okay, I like this over here. And you don't be like, well, he was trying to bite so-and-so, but you can hear the influence. So I'm really saying thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it, you know, humbly.
Yeah, great thanks. Worldwide, we listen to the real music. Even with few circles, we listen to music. And like Murder Dog do back in the day, I distributed Murder Dog in for French market, so just dope era.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Can I tell us also about the song Time to Roll? With Big Bear, was also in Kansas City, but from Oklahoma first. You
Big
get Envy,
Bear.
Where's the Factor?
Jesus.
Where's the Factor? Big Bear was famous for doing Tank's album.
That's another record that, if you go back to the Rich catalog, me and Rich starting to make records together a lot. And that was a record that I think, like, me and Rock Money or something was like, it's time to roll, man. You can roll, man. It was like, Rich to say that.
He heard the beat. He heard the hook. And then he started talking at the beginning on and at the end.
And we did that all together. It wasn't on MP3. I recorded Rich. He came out to my house. And that was another record once again that Rich the Factor was blowing up pretty big around here. He was a major piece of the music, like Tech N9ne. And that was me paying homage, like, yo, come do this record and let my homeboys get a chance to drop something with him, and it turned out classic. And he like one of classic verses. So I didn't, when I made it, I didn't, once again, I didn't know that you would hear about it away in Paris. I just wanted to create something new and fresh for whenever it's heard and however it get out there. People would love it and hear the authenticity, forgive me for saying that, the authentic
sound of it and hear the original style and flavor of what I was trying to produce so it can forever be a record that people would love. Because when people associate with music, they put a time with it in their life. And they be like, yo, I was doing this then, or I was doing this then, or whatever was happening in their life, that's what they associate with. So that was another record I wanted people to be like, yo, it's time to roll, man. Time to roll, man. I'm trying to roll, man. Because, you know, it's time to, you know, when you get up and go, you got to roll out. You got to get in your car, you got to get on your bike, whatever. You got to get on the bus, whatever. You got to roll out and take wheels to get to where you want to walk. But we still had to rise sometimes. So that's what that was about, like getting where you got to go and making it happen.
Mm. Yes, sir. Mm.
That's a good question.
For sure.
Appreciate you calling in as always, brother.
Yeah, that's
see,
a good question.
All the way over there in France. You know what I'm saying? The music is a global thing, man. I want to thank you, Don, for coming on the show, man. It's coming up on the hour mark here. We're going to get out of here with this song, Watch Me Do Magic. But before we do, I want to give you the platform so you can let people know what you got coming out, as well as, you know what I'm saying, you give them your info, man, if they want to get one of those beats or some 16s, whatever
yes,
it is,
sir.
Brother. It's all yours.
You could definitely reach me. That's DonJuan.com. Misery Online, MizeryOnline.com. That's DonJuan everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, THATSDONJUAN. Telephone number 816-343-8387. You know, email, that's DonJuan@gmail.com. I'm pretty accessible. You know, it might take a while to follow up, but I do got managers and stuff to help me, people to help me follow up. And I got a new podcast coming out with a Digital Soapbox Network. Shout out to Big Steel and Doggy Diamonds. They got a lot of people on there, like the Gangster Chronicles with Reggie Wright and Mob James, and they got the Yuck Mouth and a lot of different stuff, and interviewing the classic people. So, yeah, Crazy Bone. Yeah, so I got that coming, and I got some people like Rick Ross on there, Goody Mob, Bigger Rankin, a lot of people on the show. I definitely want to get you on the podcast. You know, talk about your experience in hip hop. You know what I mean? And
appreciate that, man.
Interview you and what's it like? Yeah, and seeing stuff behind the scenes. And I got the label popping. You know, I always got the production going down. I got my sons. You know, they both do music. I got an artist named Zeta Miguel. YT on the track. He on the track. Watch Me Do Magic. We did that record together. He's out of Virginia. Dope artist and producer. My boy Rock Money. Shout out to Big Bear, man. You know, I've been in, you know, just behind the scenes making stuff happen. So I do know how to, you know, make stuff happen for you to get you popping off in this region in the Midwest and West Coast. Been you know, sending music to Sway, you know. He been playing me out there on the drops. So just spreading it out, man, and just working with people and making it pop. You know what I mean? Like, yo, it's been good. I've really been doing a lot of networking behind the scenes because the industry changed. So, you know, you have to be, you know, be ready to change for the players. You know what I'm saying? The franchise don't change, but the players change. So you got to know what new players coming in year after year. So that's what I do. You know what
that's
I mean? I was able to watch the 50 Cent. Yo, 50 Cent, this is 50. Send me some free tickets to Power. I was able to go to that. That was dope for my birthday. Shout out to This Is 50. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's official, man, just networking. Look, I'm on here with you.
So it's an honor. You know what I mean? I appreciate it, you know?
Oh, man, it is a huge honor for me as well, man. Just knowing you all these years and you know what I'm saying, I'm real excited for what you got coming in the future. And let's do this again real soon, brother.
Yeah, let's do it, man. And definitely we're going to talk after this real quick, like tomorrow, you know, and get where we get going. And salute, man. Much love to the people. I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening. I appreciate it, man. Shout out to the show. It's love, prayers, man. I love it, man. One love, okay?
Much love, my brother.
Peace.
Here we go, man. Watch me do magic. Don Juan right here. This episode 676.
Here we go.
Murder Man.
Shout
out to the show.
YT.
Watch me do magic.
Welcome to Mizzou. YT. From the beat. You know the deal. It's about that time. Don Juan.
You don't believe in us, but you believe in us.
Let's go.
Watch me do magic. The money, gotta have it. $1 million, gotta grab it. Getting check after check, gotta cash it. Got the gun, I will blast it. Got the runner, pack it. Baby girl never been average. Baby girl know she the baddest. Been gone for a while, now I'm back now. Stacks YT on the track now. I'm a real ass nigga, never back now. Put money on the head, spin it right now. I'm reppin' KC, they call me the Don. The woman loving me, they calling me one. She dancing freaky and she do it for fun. Booty bouncing, yeah, she know she the bomb. Cash in the bank, better check mine. Kansas City nigga, better rap mine. I'm way too fly, call it that time. His friends count the money, call it tech nine. I'm faded off, Remy or Henny. I dream of Jeannie, never been Trini. Keep a supermodel in a bikini. See me, disappear like I'm Houdini. Don.
Watch me do magic.
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 Abracadabra,
abracadabra.
Watch me do magic.
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 Abracadabra,
abracadabra.
Watch me do magic.
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 Abracadabra,
abracadabra.
Watch me do magic.
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 Watch me do magic. Pull up and I'm flashing. No one ever be cashless. No one ever leave bagless. Need that fatty, that cabbage. In my bank account, 21 savage. Go hard when the wounds of the casket. You die by the soul, it's so tragic. Suzini do tricks like a genie. Grand witches, the bridge is zucchini. That cookie milk chocolate so creamy. You can't tell me nothing like I'm Jeezy. Ripping that wrist, right the cook up. No limit, my nigga. I got that hook up. On your block when you look up. Go get me a lick in my juke up. Play with that magic like voodoo. She watch me like Hulu. She under my spell and my dick out the cuckoo. Breaking them down and them blocks, we gon' move. Hold up, my nigga roll up. Open my thirst, please out that soda. Take out that hosa, La Cosa Nostra. Eat the block like it's Ebola. You don't get money, move over. VA.
Watch me do magic.
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 Abracadabra,
abracadabra.
Watch me do magic.
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 Abracadabra,
abracadabra.
Watch me do magic.
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 Abracadabra,
abracadabra.
Watch me do magic.
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 Don Juan, YT, welcome to misery, y'all. Time to get this money and let this magic happen. Yeah. Meet spec. Don Juan.